Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for first place?
Yes! First place! Can you believe it? Congratulations! I did have somebody message me, are we going glitter guns today? Probably could have for first place.
We got them.
We do have them.
Let me tell you.
We do have them.
We have the glitter guns.
We got glitter guns.
We're like Arby's. We have the glitter guns.
First place. Feels pretty nice.
Yeah, feels real nice.
It's been 3,284 days. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea how many days it's been, but it's been a long time. It's been a long time since the local football squad was in first place, but it feels pretty good.
Since 2021, believe it or not.
2021?
Schefter got slapped around a little bit. I'll tell you what,
Schefter, oh, Nick has a good Schefter theory.
Nick is all over Schefter. Is he on afternoons today?
Wednesday.
I'm sorry, tomorrow.
Wednesday.
But yeah, Nick is like, Schefter's just lost his fastball.
And Nick says heater. It happens to all the greats.
Buff early in the day.
Yeah.
Prior to Schefter tweeting about how the Patriots are in the first place for the first time since 2019. Wrong.
Wrong, sir.
2021, Schefty.
Well, you can't say a coach is going to get fired, and then 40 minutes later, Brian Callahan gets fired.
He said everybody's safe for right now. And then, like, within an hour.
He meant right that second.
They were probably already telling Callie probably already knew he was gone.
He meant as I'm speaking, they're
but
not.
But he also, and right in your face, he's like, Trey Benson will be fine. And then he's like, update, Trey Benson IR.
Stop bringing that up.
Yeah, listen, all the greats lose their fastball, right? Yeah. We've been talking about Bill Belichick a lot. He's sort of maybe lost the heater a little bit.
Yeah.
He's throwing more like Jamie Moyer now. Maybe the same for Schefter. It happens. I don't know who the new sheriff in town is. It was like when Woj, even towards the end of Woj's career, you're like, I don't know, this Shams guy seems to have all the scoops. Shams guy's got all the stuff.
Pretty plucky. So
we'll
the Patriots are now 4-2 on top of the AFC East by tiebreaker.
Yep.
With the Buffalo Bills.
Head-to-head.
There you go.
In their face.
You look up right now, Patriots are the number 4 seed. They would be hosting a playoff game in the AFC.
In Gillette.
How about that? They'd be playing the Buffalo Bills at Gillette.
Wow.
To start up the postseason.
Hard to beat a team 3 times in a season, but they're up for it.
They're going to try. what'd you think of Buffalo last night, Keith? I saw Arkin tweeting during the game. He's like, do the Bills just sneaky stink?
What happened to the Bills?
I'm like, I think they're still good and I still respect them, but
yeah,
they may not be a cut above the rest of the AFC like we were thinking.
Well, my first thought actually, it should have been about the Bills, but it was actually, I think the Falcons that Falcons game might be trickier than I thought.
So I had a similar thought
too.
That
was maybe one of my thoughts was that, but
they're 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
Bijan is just an absolute monster.
Yeah.
And Penis Jr. just throws to Drake London all the time, who's really good.
Drake London's sick.
Yeah.
And as a Kyle Pitts senior owner because of the Brock Bowers injury, that was a tough watch. I'm like, look how big and fast he is. Throw him the ball once, please. No. They're like, all right, we got Drake London, Bijan Robinson. So they have two guys, but they're very, very good. But as for the Bills, we said this going into the year. We said it as it going into the week against in the Patriots game is – Josh Allen is awesome. He is really, really good. James Cook is really, really good. I don't like any other player on offense. Now, for them. I
like Khalil Shakir, but he's nothing special.
I we've watched this Patriots receiver group. It's better. The Patriots tight ends are better. James Cook is better, and so is obviously Josh Allen, but he has to do so much. And I don't know, I've never been wild about Sean McDermott, yet he wins a lot of games, so it's hard to kind of talk, completely down against him because he's got his team into the playoffs, and he did it even early in Josh Allen's career. But yeah, we saw it head to head with the Patriots. They took them down in Buffalo. So you're like, all right, they're mortal. Like, they're not this unbeatable wagon. I think some have sort of anointed Buffalo. Like, they get a lot of credit for a team that has won zero things. Like, they haven't even made the Super Bowl. Like, Joe Burrow has a Super Bowl appearance. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen does not. And people sort of view him and the team like they're the obvious next in line after the Chiefs. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't know if that's really true.
Well, we were all very bullish on the Ravens in the preseason, Keith. We cursed them. We cursed them real good.
Oh, we show jinxed them.
But the way Josh Allen has talked about versus the way like Lamar Jackson has talked about for two guys who have never even been to a Super Bowl, there is a gap there. Mm-hmm. Now, I think I know the reason why. I mean, Allen has put his team up with a chance to advance, whereas Lamar has mostly crapped his pants in those games.
Yeah, he's struggled more in the playoffs.
I get it, but yeah. He's never even been to a Super Bowl.
No.
Never mind won a Super Bowl. I know this is a big discussion on Greg's show this morning. Will Josh Allen win one in Buffalo? Will he not? Shime seems to think he doesn't even care about winning.
Well, why does he say that?
He had a comment before the game last night to Marty Smith. Marty Smith asked him, he also asked Rory McIlroy, which I thought was a big-time brag. I got to be honest. He's like, I asked this to Rory McIlroy.
Easy, Marty Smith. Take it easy, Marty Smith.
I thought it was a big-time brag by Marty Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's like, well, I asked this same question to Rory McIlroy, so what do you think?
Wasn't he the NASCAR guy?
Yeah, he was. Yes.
So
yes.
Now he's a football guy?
Now he's just like a...
Just a guy.
No, he's just like a Jeremy Schapp interview guy, I think.
Oh, he's a real one-on-one.
Yeah, I guess.
He really tough questions?
He peels back the layers of the onion.
He was like in the pit crew for like years.
He's like, hey now there, here's what I asked Rory McIlroy, brag.
He's like, okay.
And Josh Allen gave kind of an indirect answer that Shime didn't like. I gotta be honest, I didn't really hear it.
No, I don't know
but
about
maybe winning isn't important to Josh Allen. Maybe he never wins. Regardless of any of that, the Bills are still good. They're still gonna be a playoff team. They may not be running laps around the rest of the AFC, which is what it looked like 2 weeks ago. That's all.
Yeah. No, they looked like the best team in the league, and then these last two games, I think, have certainly knocked them back down a bit. But I still think Josh Allen is capable of carrying the team far. I mean, last year they didn't have Steph Diggs. Last year they didn't have a real number one receiver. And Josh Allen was the MVP of the league. Shouldn't have been. Lamar Jackson, I think, had the better season. But regardless, he had one of the best seasons, and the team was really good. So I would expect them to get back on track, but it's not like, oh, man, you face the Bills, you have no chance. Clearly, that's not the case.
It's a good point by the text line. McDermott's stupid glasses. I hope he gets fired just for those. What was that new look last night?
I don't know. He's trying something new. He's like, hey, maybe this will work.
The Patriots, like, huh? He was so embarrassed by the Patriots loss, he showed up with a different look.
A disguise?
I think that's what happened.
He's like, it's not me. I'm a different guy now.
Those glasses that Sean, I gasped when I saw him last night. I texted my buddy who's a Bills fan. I go, he's not always wearing those, right?
What's he doing?
Has he ever worn those before?
Is it a new prescription, maybe?
So I don't know. I think the Patriots embarrassed him so badly. He just went with a new look. As Keith said, a disguise is what happened.
Are those women's frames?
People
were doing the comparisons to Costanza last night.
They might be.
Yeah.
So you wake up today with the Patriots in first place. We told you yesterday, 81% chance of making the playoffs. That was prior to Buffalo losing. 3.5% chance of winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
According to The Athletic, their
models.
Some
would say they're in the catbird seat.
I mean, look, they're looking good. Tennessee this weekend. We'll get to Brian Callahan getting fired.
How about that?
Cleveland after that.
That was
right
after we got off the air yesterday. They fired their coach.
Cleveland looks awful. And then Atlanta's probably a peskier game than we gave it credit for coming up, especially with Tampa looming after that. But still a lot of winnable games on this schedule. What is the ceiling for the Pats? And do they have a real shot in the division, especially with Buffalo looking pedestrian these last couple of weeks? 617-779-7937. That is your phone and your text number for Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We'll tear off Halloween movie franchises.
Horror movie franchises. So it's the whole franchise.
Okay.
So you've probably seen all of these movies.
Yeah. I was cramming in a few of the late Halloweens.
Good. Just studying up last night.
I was cramming in a few of the late. Friday the 13th.
I was catching up on those.
Nick can
help us as well.
Okay,
Nick's seen all these movies, and so it's the entire franchise. So even if it's just one really really good movie, but if they have like eight awful movies dragging it down, you got to sort of assess that
way.
Okay,
we got to grade that properly.
Yes,
which might be most of them.
kind of.
Yeah,
the tier's gonna look cool.
It knocks everybody down, is what it does. So that's a tier Tuesday at 11:30. It is also a Tom E Tuesday at high noon with Tommy Curran from NBC Sports Boston. We'll also get you a Kiefer Madness at 12:45. So stay tuned for it. We mentioned Brian Callahan getting fired. Drake May gave his thoughts on being in the MVP conversation yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. We'll get to that. Plus, the Bruins lose. Joe Mazzulla is still a madman. We'll get you some Bruins and Celtics thoughts coming up as well with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Bills lose last night. They've lost two in a row. Patriots on top of the division. Is it there for the taking? And what is their ceiling? You can discuss there. Meanwhile, we also had, well, I guess, three second-year quarterbacks last night. Quarterbacks from the 2024 class with Drake May. Michael.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Penix.
I think now we gotta
go Penix. Full
Michael Penix Jr.
after last night.
No, full Penix.
So he played in the early game, beat Buffalo.
Yeah.
Just like Drake May beat Buffalo.
Had some darts.
Late game, you get Caleb Williams, who wound up beating Jaden Daniels, who I think performed better but had turnovers in that game, right. So we can discuss all of it. Where is Drake May fitting into that 2024 quarterback class,
I'll
Keith?
I'll tell you what. There's a rocket strapped to his back right now. He's flying up. I think I might have to finally admit he's better than Caleb Williams.
Oh, okay, good.
I think I might have to start there.
Don't you have to start by admitting he's better than Bo Nix? You have to start with that?
Oh, Bo Nix is a winner in a gamer, okay. So let's not go crazy.
Okay.
Let's not put words in my mouth. But, no, I mean, he right now is playing better than anybody on this list. And the list, I think, could still go down as one of the very, very strong quarterback classes. Like, I think a lot of these guys will be starters in the league for a long time. I mean, I don't think he's great, but like Spencer Rattler's also in this class who may just face head-to-head. J.J. McCarthy, who knows if we'll ever even see this guy, but he's another one that's sort of out of sight, out of mind. But
Curran would take him over Drake May.
He likes all these guys. Yeah. But, I mean, Jaden Daniels' season last year is still going to be tough to duplicate. Like, Drake May has to continue to play really well all year and win playoff games for him to equal what Jaden Daniels did a year ago. So that's still like a long ways away. But like, if you just want to take the six games from this season, I don't think it's close at like who's playing the best from the draft class. Jaden Daniels has been in and out with injury, and I don't think he's looked great. Bo Nix is, you know, not performed great. The team's winning. I think that's still an important thing. Caleb Williams, man, like you see him sometimes, and I'm like, oh, I think he's pretty good. Then you see him other times, and you're like, ugh. Like, it's way highs and lows.
Did you see, was it before halftime or right after halftime? I can't remember. One of the sacks that he took where he was on the sideline, and it was third down. But all he had to do was throw it away and save his team some yards, and he just got crushed on the sideline. And it's like, I feel like he doesn't understand the position. Like, I can't stand watching Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
But
I thought
Dom
Johnson would get more out of him. We'll see.
But to his credit, he won last night, 250, one passing touchdown. He also had a rushing touchdown. Uh-huh. He didn't turn it over last night. So to his credit, I mean, he's got the Bears at 3-2.
Yeah, he does. Right. So I think they're turning around. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see how many of these teams end up making the playoffs. It feels like Bo Nix and Drake May will be in there. And maybe Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix will all be fighting for playoff spots. But if you want to say Drake May is the best quarterback from that class right now, I think you can. I would still give a slight lean to Jaden Daniels because I feel like we're forgetting just how dominant. He was so far out in front. Like, if it's a race, he was basically like lapping everybody last year.
Yeah.
And so even if he's come back to the pack a little bit, I'd put him one. But I think I finally have to change my tune. I got to go Drake May two, and then maybe Bo Nix, then Caleb Williams. Then Michael Penix.
Wow, Knicks over Williams even.
Yeah, I think so. I like Knicks. He's scrappy. He's scrappy. I like Knicks all the time.
No, it's really not even that you're liking Knicks. It's that you're down on Caleb all the time.
I'm down on Williams a little bit. I was just expecting more. Like, it's still like his overall numbers aren't terrible. He doesn't throw picks, but neither does Spencer Rattler. You're like, you need to mix in some plays too. You need to be a little bit better than that. But I mean, I bet the Bears, based on where they were a year ago, 3-2 after five games, I bet they're okay with that. You know,
what were they last year when they lost to Jaden Daniels in that Hail Mary? Were they 4-2 last year? They started pretty good last year and then like never won again.
But then they had like a really tough schedule and they just bottomed out. They played like the Vikings and the Packers like four times, I think, at the end of the year. They lost like 8 in a row or something insane. So you're right, they started out okay. But yeah, it just seems like Drake May is playing so well, so consistently over the last handful of weeks that I think it's hard to put anybody in that group that were, they were all kind of together, right? Like, I think there was an argument to be made for anybody outside of Jaden Daniels for the second best quarterback from that class. And now I don't think there is a debate anymore.
Well, and right. And I think now if it's either Daniels or May, like I would put it that way, where it's like, okay, even if you're still putting a lot of weight in Jaden Daniels' season last year, and I think you should, Drake May has had the far better six games so far this year, but it is only six games. And Daniels missed a couple in there as well. But it's between those two. Caleb Williams, you're on a different tier. Not that we're doing that today. Bo Nix, same
thing. Let's do it.
Everybody else in the class. Curran's guy, J.J. McCarthy. You're all on different tiers because it's between those two. And Drake May, as you said, rocket strapped to his back and moving up the list. So those are some takeaways from Monday Night Football last night. Bills lose. None of the other second-year quarterbacks look better than Drake May. They're not playing better than Drake May.
No, and what's crazy, too, is you're talking about the Patriots. And, you know, we were obviously, you and I were optimistic about the team, but for him to have a better record, right, than all those other guys, like that stands out too, right? They're 4-2.
Yeah, so Penix and Williams both have winning
Knicks
records.
Knicks is 4-2 as well, but like
Knicks is 4-2.
Yeah, okay. So they have the same record, but Washington's 3-3. And I know Daniels didn't play all six games, and then the Bears just got to 3-2. Penix is 3-2. So they're all like, you know, nobody's bottomed out.
No, it's a good class.
Nobody's terrible. Yeah, right. It's a strong class, and so. Yeah, to be the best of a good class is also saying something.
617-779-7937. Guys, I love you. Jones, that was a dumb comment. I feel like
which one?
Well, good question.
Circle by, there's been several comments already.
He was trying to stay in bounds to keep the clock running and make Washington burn a timeout.
Gotcha.
Yeah, right, but he went out of bounds.
You need to stay in bounds.
I don't know what
in
whatever,
that scenario.
Whatever he was trying to do, he went out of bounds and stopped the clock.
We're going to need you to stay in bounds.
And lost yards, so he did none of that.
Yeah.
But okay, fair enough. This is a good question. Guys, will we be hearing from Susan in Worcester today?
Oh, she's going to be pretty quiet. The Drake May, Josh.
I'll be honest, I don't think she does a lot of listening. I just think she does a lot of reaching out, calling, talking at.
Yeah.
I don't think she does much listening. But Susan in Worcester, if you're listening, I don't know how you feel about any Josh Allen, Drake May comparisons today. But one is in first and the other's not.
If she didn't call the morning show after Shine basically called Josh Allen a loser,
good point. That's a good point. You can
hear I'm having an orgasm over Drake May.
That was,
it might be about 8-10 more of those.
That was before the Saints game.
I know.
That was.
Seriously.
617-779-7937. We'll get to all your thoughts from Monday Night Football last night. Again, division there for the taking. Bills aren't as good as we thought, right? And on top of that, Drake May looking like the best player in his what feels like a very good quarterback class of 2024. So we get to your feedback on that. Tier Tuesday, Tommy Tuesday, Kiefer Madness coming your way here on WEEI. Let's get to Brian Callahan out as Titans head coach. What does it say about Mike Vrabel? And what does it say about this weekend's matchup, a good or a bad thing for the Patriots on the field this weekend? That's right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Boston Bruins are handed their first loss of the season yesterday. The Bees fell 4-3 to the Tampa Bay Lightning at the TD Garden. Casey Mittelstadt, Jordan Harris, and Morgan Geeky scored the Bruins' goals in the loss. Bruins are now off until Thursday night when the Bees will be in Las Vegas to play the Golden Knights. On Monday Night Football, doubleheader, the Chicago Bears beat the Washington Commanders 25-24, and the Atlanta Falcons defeated the Buffalo Bills 24-14. With last night's Bills loss, the Patriots are now first in the AFC East. Both teams are 4-2, but the Patriots hold the tiebreaker over the Bills after defeating Buffalo in Week 5. Patriots players are off today. The team will be returned to practice tomorrow to begin preparation preparations for Sunday's matchup against the Titans in Tennessee. Yesterday, the Titans fired head coach Brian Callahan after starting the season 1-5. In the MLB playoffs last night, the Seattle Mariners took a 2-0 ALCS lead on the Blue Jays with a 10-3 win in Toronto. Game 3 of the ALCS is tomorrow night. In the NLCS, the Los Angeles Dodgers took Game 1 with a 2-1 win over the Brewers in Milwaukee. Dodgers starter Blake Snell went 8 scoreless innings, giving up 1 hit and striking out 10. Game 2 of the NLCS is tonight. First pitch is at 8:08. And tomorrow night, the Boston Celtics wrap up their preseason schedule against the Toronto Raptors at the TD Garden. At the 99 Restaurant, $14.99 Big Deal Meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For Big Deal Meals and a great time, you gotta love the Nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.